Blog Talk Radio.
On the call, welcome.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome on the call. Fantastic job, fantastic weekend. As I was listening to Sylvia welcoming everybody on the call, I was just thinking about the brilliant weekend we just had this weekend in Arizona, the privilege we have every single weekend to be with different leadership teams around the country. As Sylvia said, they're not just teams. It feels like family on these calls. It feels like family when we go to these events and experience the way that everybody is around those events and how welcoming they are. You know, from having Bill Al-Shamsuddin's big, you know, smile just welcome me at the airport and looking after me with his son Xavier for the whole weekend. It truly was an absolutely fantastic weekend from start to finish. I come away from those weekends energized. I mean, I truly go into those rooms and go in and meet those people, meet everybody that we're around, and it raises up my energy. It raises up the expectation I have of what it is that we're all going to achieve together and what it is that we're doing together. And it is so much fun. So as Sylvia said, thank you not only to the teams in Arizona, but to every team, to every family, to every group around the country that we truly enjoy being part of and spending some time together. And I started thinking about, you know, as I travel around the country, I always bring books with me. And every weekend, you know, I've always got at least one, sometimes two, and even sometimes three different books. And it just depends on what I want to read, because I get a lot of time to, when I'm flying, I get to read. I generally have a couple of hours flight as a minimum each time. So it's a great time to read as well. So I love having that opportunity and love reading different books as we travel around the country. And then coming back and spending time with Sylvia, she said, we spend the day generally talking about the people that were there, talking about what it is that other questions people asked, comments that people make. So it's an accelerated learning curve. It truly means that you're around great people that make a big difference. And one of the points that we want to talk about here this morning is this. I believe that we all understand that nothing truly great in life is created without having a team. In other words, we understand that you want to create a team that ultimately looks like a family. And that anything significant, I mean anything significant that we're going to do in life requires having a team around us, it requires having that leverage, it requires having the ability to create what you can create with other people. But you think to yourself, oh, well, I only then, it's at that time that I recruit and bring people into my life. You know, one of the books that I was reading was, you know, was talking about some of the best high school coaches. It was talking about some of the best college coaches. And they were talking and saying that recruitment is such a major part of being a coach. And they were talking about their different views and their different beliefs around coaching. But so often we think that we only recruit when it's something enormous that we want to do in our life. Perhaps you look at it and say, well, you know what, I find even for the first time in my life began to think about recruiting as I build a team here and we create something very successful here with Bosley and with Accelerate. But remember, in all areas of our lives, here is something that's going to open up your mind to a new possibility. In all areas of our lives, all of the time, we are constantly recruiting people. In fact, in all areas of our lives, in everything that we do, whether it's how we're at work, whether it's how we are when we're at church, whether it's how we are when we're in a community, whether it's how we are in our neighborhood, no matter what it is, we are constantly recruiting. The fact is we're constantly recruiting in accordance with our beliefs. In other words, if you look around you and ask yourself the question, who are the people you like to have around you? Who are the people that you actively went out there and have as friends? Because the friends that we have, the people that are in our lives, are people that if we go out there and realize that we recruited them into our lives. We went out and said, I like you. I want to spend more time with you. And you go out there and you actively have them as part of your life. But remember, what's interesting is we have people in our lives that actually support our current set of beliefs. In fact, we're always bringing people around our lives who actually support everything that we do in our life. For example, we generally like to have people around our lives that are in the same financial bracket as us, that share the same spiritual beliefs that we share, that are emotionally roughly around the same even keel that we are, that actually have views in life that are very similar than ours. In fact, we go out into life, and we're always doing this. We're looking for people that support all of these different areas in life. We want to create harmony in our life. We want people that support, not challenge, our beliefs in all of those areas. That's how most people live their lives. In fact, we've heard it said so often that if you look at your friends and you take the people, the four or six people that you spend the most time around, and you look at their lives in terms of their spiritual well-being, their financial well-being, their emotional well-being, the relationships they have in their lives, that you will also enjoy the average that they have in all of those areas of their lives. So we say one of the things that you can do if you want to increase in those different areas is look for people who already have that increase in their lives in those areas. So in other words, if you spend time with people who have increased their financial awareness, who have increased their spiritual awareness, who have increased their emotional awareness, who have views that expand yours and will help you move in that direction, that is one thing that we can all do in order to become better. But you say to yourself, is it really true that this is exactly what happens? You know, an experiment that I read that I had not heard about before, and I read it while I was flying over this weekend, and it really just made me think. It just opened up my mind, and these coaches were saying it's so true, because we all understand when we recruit a team, when you put a team together, we think about the people we're putting on that team. We think about the response the coach has. We think about the responsibility the coach has and the team has to one another. But do we think about that in the lives that we have and the people that are around us? Because understand that it's truly we're moving at that pace. You say, is that really true? I love the way they illustrated the point. One night in 1656, there was a clock inventor, and this clock inventor lay in bed. And he noticed something odd across the room. You know, the room was full of clocks, as it always had been. But he noticed that the pendulum on his clocks were all swinging in unison. And he thought to himself, I know for a fact that they didn't all start swinging in unison. He said, I knew that they all started swinging at different ways. So he did many, many experiments, and this gentleman, Christian Huygensen, discovered that the largest clock with the strongest rhythm pulled the other pendulums into sync with itself. In fact, it dictated the pace of the other pendulums. Now, scientists have gone on to name this. They call it entrainment, E-N-T-R-A-I-N-M-E-N-T. In other words, they know that it is a physical and actual phenomenon. And it's, you can see it in everywhere. They said they have now noticed that this happens in nature. It happens with clocks. It happens with everything that happens in movement. The reality is that we are either the person that is setting the pace or we are the person that's following the pace, period. In other words, in everything that we do in our lives, when we are around our friends, we are either setting the pace or we're following the pace, period. In fact, everything has a rhythm in life. In fact, every belief that we have, as we consciously go out there and talk about it, has a rhythm in life as well. So ask yourself the question as you go through your life today, am I the person that is setting the pace, or am I the person that's following the pace? You know, there's another great experiment they talk about as well. When you put a group of people together and they're in conversation, they walk. It is so interesting that very quickly that the whole group falls into a rhythm. There is a person who leads that rhythm, sets the pace in which they actually move their feet, in the way, the rhythm in which they actually walk, and the pace at which they actually move at. And then suddenly everybody else begins to fall into that rhythm and fall into that pace. What is it that we're doing as you become aware of that? You know, successful people are the type of people who don't just wait for things to happen. They go out and make great things happen. Understand that as we go out there in life today, you're going to meet people today who are saying that life is hopeless, that life is extremely challenging, and it is in these economic times. And you can ask yourself, am I going to fall into the rhythm of that conversation? Am I going to fall into the pattern of that belief? And am I going to swing my pendulum in that way? Or am I going to choose to set a different pace? Am I going to choose to hold my current belief? Am I going to choose to look for a different group of people who have a different set of beliefs? Because understand this, with everything that we do in life, all of the time we're constantly recruiting people towards what it is that we believe, or joining other people that believe what it is that we believe. Are we going to be setting the pace? Are we going to be raising the standard? So ask yourself today and just be very aware, instead of going mindlessly through your day, as you move through the day, ask yourself for the people that you spend your amount of time with. What do you believe that their beliefs are around the economy that we have today, around the financial opportunities that they have before them, the spiritual beliefs that they have, the emotional way that they live their life? Are they the type of person who is enthusiastic and upbeat? Are they the type of person that's flat? In other words, and here's another way of looking at it. We've all understand the concept of birds of a feather flock together. We've all heard the words misery loves company. Now that we have awareness creates responsibility. Begin to wake up and look around and ask yourself, remember, your environment will work harder on you than you will on your environment. And that environment, in the largest part, is created by the people that you spend your time around. Remember, your own thoughts are then reflected, and you encourage and you embrace and you recruit other people around you who have similar thoughts, which reinforces who you are and where you're going. Become very aware of what it is that you're thinking. Become very aware of the people that are around you and realize, wow, I actually do have a group of people around me that support that. Ask yourself the question, do I want to set the pace, or am I following the pace? Do I want to raise the standard, or am I following the standard? Ask yourself the question, what is it that you want to create? As you go out there today, just be aware of it, because through that awareness comes a responsibility. That responsibility is that you realize that you have a choice, that you truly understand the importance of your thoughts, the thoughts and beliefs of the people that are around you, and choose and ask yourself, am I happy with where it is that I'm going? Am I happy with the pace at which we are going at? And you can say to yourself, I can make that adjustment, because it truly starts with your beliefs. And then with your beliefs, you go out and look for other people that support those beliefs. And then you suddenly walk in pace, and you become that pendulum that swings, and other people are following that pace with you. And suddenly that swinging pendulum becomes that absolutely powerful momentum that moves you and your life and the other people that are around you to where it is that you want to go. It moves you with power. It moves you with passion. And it also begins that momentum creates momentum. Success creates success. And you are going there not on your own. You're going there with other people. You're going there not slowly, but you're moving there quickly. It all starts with you. Make a decision today to set the pace. Make a decision today to raise the standard. Make a decision today to be a pace setter in all areas of your life. We love every single one of you. God bless all of you. And have a brilliant, beautiful, God-filled, gorgeous day today. Why? Because you deserve it. And you're going to set the pace and go and get it. Have a brilliant day.
It truly blows my mind as we listen to Garrett each and every day. And, Mark, you and I are the ones that are doing the call today because the other guys are still traveling and getting back into town. But you and I...
Oh, okay.
You and I over the years have had this discussion because we've always said if you can't change the people around you, then you got to change the people around you. And we try to lead that direction. We tried to lead our team that way, and it just motivates me coming in on a Monday to listen to him really focus in on where we're at. At the same time, he's going there.
Well, you said something, and just so anybody listening to us doesn't think you just gave him a little double talk, you said you can't change the people around you, so you have to change the people around you. let me just rephrase that second part of it. If you can't change the people around you, you have to change the people you're around.
Hey, there we go. There we
okay.
go. But it's so true. You know, it
absolutely.
And we've seen that. I mean, there's people that we have brought onto our team over the years that are just, you know, we know they are rock solid people and wonderful people, but they don't want to get out of that dull, negative, disillusioned, crybaby type stuff. And we've seen them. You know, they've always whined, always have a complaint, always have a reason why. I won't even say reason. Always have an excuse on why they can't succeed to the level somebody else does. And we're no different. You and I are no different than other people. We have normal, everyday lives, but we have taken the approach that we will rise above anything that hits us.
Well, Troy, that is so true, and you know, somebody taught me several things a long time ago. My first experience in our profession, I was taught by someone who was at the top of that company's compensation plan to do it now. Don't procrastinate your success. Do it today. Sort it out later. Just get into action. And when you do that, you refuse to lose, because really, failure is not an option. Do you want to stay with dead broke people? Then you're going to be dead broke yourself. Garrett is so right. By the process of osmosis, it just migrates into your whole very being. So if you want to be successful, be around successful people. If you can't get to an event like they had in the Phoenix area this weekend, be on the calls every day, because that's an injection of positive attitude. You know, you can't wait until your gas tank is empty to fill it up. Well, you can, but then you're stuck. It's much harder to get started. So you might as well keep the fuel in the tank before the fuel runs out.
You know, you hit it dead on right there, and it goes right in, I think, alongside of what Derek had said earlier when he said, you know, there's people that go out and they are attracted to other people that are financially like them, spiritually like them, physically like them, and I think we could take that with what you just said, and if a person is not happy with where they're at financially, then they need to look around and join a team of people who are happy, who are financially striving forward, who are not part of the recession. And when they do that, they're going to realize real quickly, okay, I'm going to have to figure out how to tap into this. Is it on the morning calls? Is it on the radio shows? Is it locally teaming up with people and starting my own team and getting connected? Is it calling my upline once a day or every other day and seeing what's going on and really getting out of that I think the habit that we get into where we just take that everyday mediocre life and we decide, well, if the news says it's this bad, it must really be this bad. If we'll break that habit, like you and I, man, there's days when you'll call and say, okay, man, I'm going 24 hours without the news. And as soon as you do, 24 hours later, it's like you're a new man, and you're just focused, and the next thing I know, you've brought a couple new people onto the team. So that's what people have to do, is get out of that lifestyle and decide they want to be successful.
You know, bad habits breed bad habits, Troy, and good habits breed good habits. And if you change your behavior, in 30 days you have a new behavior. Through what? Through repetition. So, I'm one who takes direction in this industry. I don't think that I've invented it all or created it all. I can always learn from somebody. And about a week and a half ago, you said to me, you know what? You need to be getting on these calls every day. And I said, yeah, and then the next day I showed up, and then I showed up again, and showed up again, and showed up again, and I'll tell you what, you know, if you don't think it works, I mean, I think I'm a fairly good speaker, but I think I'm stringing it together this morning like world without end. Why? Because I keep listening to Garrett, and I'll tell you what, he's like a dose of Ozzy in and of himself.
Is he ever, man? I mean, and here's the thing about that. I strive to have a lifestyle like Garrett's. And I'm not talking about with the toys and the Lexus and all that stuff. What I'm talking about is having a team that I can serve every weekend like he does. I mean, every weekend he's in another town. Sometimes it's going from South Florida all the way up to Washington. And then he jumps on these calls bright and early on a Monday morning, and he's just as motivated, just as pumped, just as excited as he was on that Friday when he started off on this. And that just shows that when you're dead set at building something and leaving a legacy for your family financially, spiritually, health-wise, doesn't matter what it is, when you want to leave that legacy, you realize there's some stuff you've got to do. There's a little bit of sacrifice that's got to take place. And if your family realizes this is why you're doing this, and you make them a part of it, like he does Sylvia and he does their children, you know, all of a sudden, the whole family's behind you. All of a sudden, the people that you thought didn't want you to be successful will start to say, we want you to be successful. And even, Mark, I found that some of those naysayers that are just dull, negative, disillusioned crybabies, when they start to really see that you are succeeding, a few of them will say, you know what? I want what you have. Please teach me what you've got. Help me grow. Help me get out of this negative habit that I have and help me be somebody. And that's something that, gosh, man, I think you and I, over probably the last decade, have seen a handful of people that wanted that so bad. Some of them are on our team. Some of them aren't. But they've gone out there and they've established themselves and they've become somebody, and their family's better off for it.
Well, I'll tell you, and what you just said about people, you know, watching what you're doing. You know, a lot of people want the success without the work. And Sandy Cohen, who's a great network marketer, said that it's network marketing. And you and I both know that the only place work success comes before work is in the dictionary. The hardest part, or the most challenging part of building a business like this, is right at the beginning. But that's a problem of your attitude, because most people that you talk to will not join you. But you don't need most people. You need a few who find a few who find a few. That's not a problem. That is absolutely the truth. The hardest time to sell a building is when you're digging the hole for the foundation, which is what the beginning of any great project is. But you have to build that solid foundation. Very few people can see the end before the beginning and will buy off a set of plans. But if you come to New York and you see real estate going up, once that first floor hits and the floors start going up, well, then that sales office gets busy because everybody can see how beautiful it's going to be, and they want in. You wanted them there when you were digging the foundation, but you know what? You'll be stronger for having built it.
Oh, my gosh. You hit it right dead on the head there. That's the whole key. And when that foundation is built solid, I don't care. You know, it took me 11 years before I finally realized what I needed to do in this industry, and I've never looked back. So I don't care if somebody has to come in, and maybe they've not had the success they've wanted in two or three, four different companies. You know, I'm reminded of one of the guys that you and I know, Coy Citron, who was at like 11 or 12 companies in 2 years before he finally found the one that helped him with the success. It doesn't matter who it is, story after story after story, you see that way of people who knew what they wanted, they were willing to go after it, they built their own personal marketing and distribution organization, but it wasn't getting off the ground fast enough. And after trying different vehicles, finding different services, different products, different teams, different mentoring, different structures, all of a sudden they realized their foundation was in place. They had grown as a person. They were ready to be coached. They were really ready to be mentored. And all of a sudden, it was like a downpour of a summer shower, and their whole life changed. And they've looked at that and said, wow, I have really become a different person. And you can see it in their faces, man. It's kind of like before and after pictures on an infomercial.
Well, you know, you're right, Troy, and you talk about people who may have changed a company or two a couple of times, and you know, you could have a great product. You could have great, success with the product. You could have a good back office. But sometimes all of the things have to be on point. You have to fit with the mentoring. You have to fit with the team. And if a couple of those things are in several degrees of separation, it just may not work for you where it might work fine for somebody else, because we all have the vibe we like to operate at. So people, you've got to be open-minded and be willing to change how you think sometimes, because if you think like you've always thought, you will do what you've always done, and if you do what you've always done, you will get what you've always got. So if you don't like what you're getting right now, sit down, think about what you really want.
Man, that's good right there, Mark. And, I always go back to you because you and I are so close and we've spent so much time together over the last 10 years. And I can look back, almost a decade ago now, when your father passed away, and you and I were on the phone a couple, 3 weeks after that, and everything had kind of started to calm down, and you were right in the middle of that grieving process. And one of the things you said is, Troy, I'm going to change a legacy because one of these days, my success in network marketing is going to be at a level that I'm going to be able to form a foundation in the name of my father to help people. And I've watched you keep that close to your heart. I've watched you continue to build a solid relationship with Tanya and get close to her and spend as much quality time as you can all through the high school years and through her college years, and now even as a young lady out there on her own, you still, every day, you're spending quality time with her. And I think that's what people have to understand. Network marketing is about quality. Network marketing is about being able to spend that quality time with your family, able to invest in a legacy that will carry on that family tradition year after year after year, able to reach out there and find somebody on your team that you can pull up, that you can bring along for the ride, that will see it the way it's supposed to. And here on our team, that's what it's all about. We're not here to bring in masses of people. We're not here to hype what our organization's about. We're here for one purpose, and that's to find people who want to be leaders or are already leaders looking for a place, looking for a home. And I think that's the exciting part. That's why I get up every morning and get ready to do this radio show, is because I know I'm surrounded with like-minded people who want it as bad as I do.
Troy, I tell you what, I sat down yesterday, and my intention was to take the weekend off, but I got so excited just thinking about what we have here in front of us that, wow. I started at about 3 in the afternoon, and at 8 o'clock last night, I had to cut myself off from adding to my list. I will never run out of people to speak to. Sometimes somebody will say to you, well, I was in a company before, and I spoke to everybody already. Yeah, but you know what? Just like the timing in your life changed, the timing in their life is different. So you cannot go in 2009 with a decision from them that you got in 2006 or even 2007. Katie barred the door. Everything could have changed in that time, because haven't enough things changed in your world in that time that they might have a different perspective now? Don't be afraid to go back, because you will miss 100% of the shots that you take in life, whether it is sports, business, romance. If you don't try, well, I don't like the word try, but if you don't go for it, you're not getting it, period.
It's as good as a no.
And let someone else tell you no rather than you predetermine it for them.
You hit it dead on right there. And timing is the key. When I was approached with my company, I wasn't looking for anything. I'm living at the beach. I'm content. I've got a large organization. We're happy. But I had a good friend of mine that said, Troy, I just want to share something with you. If you come across anybody that you think would be qualified, let me know. And it's like, bam, the rest was his. So, folks, we close out the call today. I want you to think about what Mark has been saying, about setting that foundation, about building that foundation. I want you to think about what Garrett said, when Garrett said you got to surround yourself with like-minded people. And then I want you to sit down and really analyze where you're at. Maybe you're on your way to work this morning. Maybe you're taking your break at a time when you can listen to the show. Wherever you're at, take some time and ask yourself, are you really living the life that you've dreamed of living? Are you really giving your family the life that they deserve? That's the biggest key. That's what I want everyone to take away from this call today. And if you need a little bit of inspiration, if you need to be able to see, hey, can it really happen, then I strongly suggest that tonight, when you've got a chance, maybe you're sitting around, why don't you go, you need to go and watch HGTV, or you go over to their website, look for International House Hunters, and watch what couples here in America have decided they're going to do, and how they've taken and said, we're going to go and we're going to find a dream home. We're going to find a place where we can take nothing more than vacation. And they've not let anything hold them back. They've not let anything stop them. You can see that first. Mark and I are guys that just came up in the streets. We busted our butt. We worked it. We did the American dream thing, went to school, got our degrees, grew something. But you know what? In the end, it was up to us, not the education, not the company, not the school. So until tomorrow, man, live life with passion. We'll see you at the top. Mark, I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye, Troy. Have a great day, everyone.